HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Radio 1 production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
So let's step forward together. Ka hoake tono tātou. Let's keep moving.
I cherish the idea of a new South Africa.
Will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
Aight, listen, why do we need politics? This question seems like $1 million, but isn't really. We need politics for two simple reasons. One, we're the future and we need to represent ourselves and the country in a better light. And two, because it's fun, it's interesting, and it's important. This is Aniket and I host the evening show on 94.3 Radio 1. And me, along with Fabian Sir, getting you Politics for Dummies, where we understand politics then and now. We understand politics right and left. So, what are you waiting for? Put on your headphones and strap on, because you are going to have a ride of your life. Welcome. Joining us today is Mr. Fabian.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Politics for Dummies, and after taking a brief break for a week, we're back. The break was due to my tonsillitis. Everything else is absolutely fine. I can speak now, I can talk, and I have so many questions to ask to a Professor Fabian, who helps us understand politics and its various attributes and its various branches. This week, we're going to go ahead and talk about the budget, because the Indian budget is out. We know that there are new rules and regulations, new taxations, new benefits and new relaxations on various products, especially cryptocurrency, which nobody has any clue of. We will learn about that as we grow older into our lives. But Fabian is here. Fabian, over your lifespan, you've seen n number of budgets coming in and going out. Does the budget really help grow the economy of a country? Let's start from that.
Okay. Now, before that, if I may, you know that I have, a soft corner for etymology.
Okay. Yeah, you do.
The word budget comes from a French word, budget.
Okay.
B-O-G-E-T-T-E, which means a small leather bag.
Very cool.
Because the man in charge of finance, he used to keep his papers within the leather bag and then open it. That's why we speak of opening the budget. All right? Now, one more thing. We should also think of senior officials who have spent their days and nights in the Ministry of Finance 4 weeks before the budget was out. That is, these women and men, they had to stay there. They were, in quarantine, and they could not even telephone their homes. Why? Because the budget proposals had to be so secret.
An absolute secret. I do.
Now, let me contrast this with what happened in Japan. They put the budget proposals on the net or otherwise publicized, and then ask the Japanese, come out with your comments. So, we have a culture of, secrecy. Perhaps pushed to an unnecessary extent. Now, there is also another aspect to it. Let's go back 30 years ago.
Okay.
If you, Aniket, as a prominent importer, you knew in advance that the import duty on a particular item, say steel, was going to go up, then you will order steel in such a way that it comes before the duty has gone up.
Yeah, true. So agree.
You'll reap a benefit.
Yeah.
Okay? And there were people, let me tell you, there were big industrialists or those who later became big, who made it a point of trying to find out the budget secrets in advance and do whatever they had to do.
Okay.
Now, coming to the present budget, I think it's a good budget. But I think the importance of the budget has been consistently exaggerated.
Okay.
You see, before the budget, the media tell us this is what she is going to say.
Mm-hmm.
This is what she should say.
Uh-huh.
And then after the budget, they will say, this is what she said, but this is what she didn't say. And this is what she said, and this is what it means. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Endless exegetic exercises.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, a couple of things about this budget. You see, let's look at one important factor.
Mm-hmm.
The union government expenditure is, of course, considerable.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you a figure because you probably know it. But mm-hmm. what is important to my mind? What is the proportion of the union government's expenditure to the GDP?
Okay.
Now, I have a figure here. In 2012, it was 14.18%.
Yes.
14.18. By 2020, it had gone up to 17.8. So, the percentage is increasing, but still, you know, you are looking at 17.8 or 18%.
Okay.
Because the GDP has many factors, and a very substantial factor is what you and I spent.
Okay.
Private expenditure.
Which is true.
Okay. Then another thing is that, you know, the budget is for 1 year. Now, I find it a little difficult to understand.
It should be longer. Yeah, right. I agree.
It should have a little longer span.
Yeah.
And that is why we used to have 5-year plans. Not 5-year budget, but, you know, a little, you know, you have to, if you are driving, you know, you have to see a little more of the road, you know.
Yeah.
Coming to this budget, I see as a taxpayer that there is no difference.
Not at all.
Well, okay, fine. And I think that, you know, our people are so poor, I tell you. You know, this. Look at the concept of middle class. What do you think is the size of the middle class in India? You know, people give various estimates, 300 million, 200 million, and all
that.
Yeah. But let me turn it around between you and me.
Yeah.
Let us define the middle class as someone with an income of $10 a day.
Okay.
So that means for a family of five, it should be $50 a day.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you, how many families in India have $50 a day?
Very few.
Probably 1%.
True.
Probably. Mm-hmm. It means the middle class in India, middle class and above, is only 1%. I mean, look at our maids and drivers and all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I remember right, the basic income in India is, how much is it? $2,000?
Yeah.
1999, anyway, 2000.
Yeah, $2,000.
So, we have real problems. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
But anyway, the budget helps. And for example, you know, health, I think there should have been more money spent on health.
Okay.
You know, our health expenditure is still 1.5% of the GDP.
Which is abysmal, which is very less.
Which is not good enough. And then on MNREGA, you know, the Mahatma Gandhi employment program, you know what I mean, for the rural India.
Yeah.
Well, this time we are given 73,000 crore.
Yeah.
73,000
crores.
Yeah. But, you know, last year we spent 90,000 crore.
So we should have increased the budget accordingly.
Well, anyway, that's what I feel. Mm-hmm. So I'm no budget expert.
Of course, yeah. We're analysis. We're not finance people. True.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, now these are the budget proposals. Finally, they will be approved, sometime later.
Yeah.
So be it. But basically, between you and me, we have recovered. The economy has recovered.
Okay.
You know, from the
pandemic.
Crash because of the pandemic. But
okay.
Recovered only to the extent that we are just gone above the pre-pandemic level.
Okay, good. So which was still bad.
Yeah, 8%, 9% and all that. It's correct. But basically, what those of us who speak plain English,
yeah,
we have just come above the pre-pandemic level.
Okay.
By 1% plus.
Okay. All right. Fabian, here's an opinion question. I want to ask you, if given a new bucket of budgetization, if you were asked, ki, where would you want to put money? What would be your bucket? Where do you think that you would put money where you think there is less income and, you know, maybe help people around or just for fun? I would, like, I would put more money for children's welfare and children's happiness. I would put more money there because they are my future. And given the statistic and the children being so upset and stuff like that, I would want them to have more fun. So put more money there so there are more facilities for children. But what would you do?
Yes, I think I agree with you. Do you know, Aniket, that at 17.2%, you know, wasting ratio.
Okay.
Okay. Wasting means, you know, I mean, you don't have the height to your age. You
okay.
Know.
Okay.
Okay. And then there is stunting also. Anyway.
Yes.
These are all terms used. Now, it is one of the highest in the world. In fact, it is the highest. So what you said is absolutely to the point.
Oh.
Second point I would make is that employment generation.
Ah.
In employment generation, we have not succeeded. When I say we, I don't mean this government or that government. Over the years, we have not succeeded.
Okay,
and
fair.
More recently, there have been terrible problems.
Which is
not
true.
Only a pandemic, but other reasons also.
All right.
So employment generation is important.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if we take care of health, education, and employment, I think we should be all right.
All right. All right. These are the buckets that Fabian and I think that we should put money in for children, for employment, for welfare, so that, you know, we have the youth going on for ourselves, the youth factor going on for ourselves, not the youth going on for ourselves. That would be very weird. But that's about it, man. It was a small, short discussion about the budget that has just released right here on Politics for Dummies. Clearly, we learned the etymology of the word budget as well, which is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. A little jealous of Fabian today because he is getting to wear this nice, you know, summery cotton shirt, enjoying the warmth, and me right here in Delhi, you know, shivering because of the cold. Absolutely hated, but...
Well,
yeah.
Just one point.
Uh-huh,
the first budget for India was presented in 1860.
1816. Wow.
When the British were here, first budget.
Wow, that is very cool. That is very cool. And here we know something. Remember this. This is a very good question and a very good fun trivia answer. When was the first budget ever introduced? 1816 is the date. Thank you so much, Fabian, for being a part of Politics for Dummies once again. We'll see you next week with a brand new episode. We are entering the month of love. So clearly, let's see love and politics. How do they fare together? That's going to be a fun topic and a fun discussion. Fabian, I'll see you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Always nice talking to you. And through you to our good friends.
Brilliant.
This was a Radio 1 production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.